Gary, it felt like a perfect performance. That I know you conceded a goal, so you won't say it that way, but it looked like a perfect performance.
No, it's never perfect. It was very close. I thought second half. I thought first half we played very well. We contained them. These are a difficult side to prepare to play against. They average the most passes in the league. They get lots of rotation, lots of movement. And if you don't work hard against them, then they will punish you. So first half, we contained them very well. We knew on the counter would be a threat. We scored a fantastic goal. Second half, we just said to up it a little bit. Both on the ball and off the ball, we felt on the ball more so. If we could, you know, really punish the mistakes that we were getting first half, we didn't quite punish them. But second half, we were devastating for 15 minutes.
Very good at pressing. Do you have a rotation system for your pressers? Because they seem to know instinctively when one's pressing, the other one takes a rest, and then to switch it round. Is that something you coach into them?
No, I think we just work hard on the training pitch. You know, somebody has to go to the ball, and then you have to react off that. You know, we don't know every pass they're going to play, so we have to shut them down. I think to play against Swindon, we went man for man, and that can be difficult. But I back these players physically and mentally to play against any team in this league, and they showed tonight, man for man, that they are on their day. They're so devastating, and the way that we finished the game off tonight was the most pleasing aspect.
Is the rest of this running going to be about character now and belief?
I think it's just continuing what we've done so far. We have to, you know, you can't take your foot off the gas. You have to recover, focus again, prepare properly for a very tough test against Rochdale, and take it game by game. And although it was a convincing win, it's still only 3 points, and we focus again for Monday.
Do you feel as if there's pressure on your team now? Because the team you play on Monday, Rochdale, haven't got any pressure on them, have they?
I think you've always got pressure if you play football. You want to win football games, so they've got pressure. We've got pressure, but it's a pressure we put on ourselves. We're very demanding. You know, we're disappointed at the end of the game to concede a sloppy goal. So, you know, that's the pressure we put on ourselves to set very high standards.
Do you think a team like Rochdale could get into the playoffs? Because they're very close to it now.
Yeah, I think they can. The first game at their place, we went 2-0 up, and the last half hour they penned us back in and caused us lots of problems. So we know that they're a threat, and we know tonight we switched off for 2 minutes in a game, and they score a goal. So you can't switch off at any point in this league.
Do you relish your game coming so soon as well after playing on Good Friday?
Yeah, it's something that most teams in the league have to do, so we have to recover. That will be the most important things, and fortunately we've got good staff who prepare the players properly, and will be doing everything they can to get them right for Monday.
You're at home. Does home advantage count for anything at this stage?
I think every game's difficult at this stage, and you have to prepare for it and be ready for it, and I'm sure we'll be ready on Monday.